Mercy and peace to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, some time ago, a contributor to Reader's Digest wrote of a story about an Aunt Ruby and Uncle Arnie who had adopted a baby boy after 5 years of trying unsuccessfully to have a child of their own. To their surprise, a short time after their adoption, Aunt Ruby discovered that she was pregnant, and she later gave birth to a boy. One day, when the two boys were 8 and 9 years old, the writer of the story visited Aunt Ruby, and another woman from the neighborhood also came during that visit. While observing the boys at play, the neighborhood woman asked, "Which boy is yours, Ruby?" "Both of them," Aunt Ruby replied. The woman responded, "But I mean, which one is adopted?" Each one of us were chosen and adopted by God through Jesus Christ. As Paul wrote through inspiration, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless." We have been holy and blameless with every spiritual blessing. Because of this, we are holy and blameless. God chose every person at the creation of the world to be his own. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter how much money you make. It doesn't matter your level of education. All that matters is what God says about you. All that matters is what God says about all of us. We are God's chosen people. Because we are his chosen, we are holy and blameless. We are set apart. We have done no wrong. We are holy and blameless, not of our own doing. If it was our own doing, we would just mess it up. But thanks to Jesus, he did it all for us. In Jesus, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. Jesus became Emmanuel, God with us in the flesh, to save his people from their sin. During this Christmas season, we remember how God came into this world as an infant. In him, we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him, who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we who were the first in hope, to hope in Christ, might be to the praise of his glory. Just like the Israelite tribes that received the promised land as their allotment from God, Christians receive God's kingdom, eternal life, and heaven. As we are God's children, this is our inheritance. We have been chosen by God and redeemed by his Son. Instead of being slaves to sin, we are now slaves to righteousness. As God says, "You are mine," how often do we think, "I can do all this on my own"? More and more today, we do not express our thanks to our friends and neighbors, and most importantly, to God. Instead, we think, "I have only myself to thank for all of my blessings." I don't know if you have noticed this, but I have noticed a change this year with Christmas advertising. It all began on Thanksgiving Day. As I watched football that day, I saw a Verizon Wireless commercial over and over again saying "Thanksgiving" in their ads. I've also seen this trend with other stores saying "season of getting." What are we to do? We should at all times and in all places give thanks to God. We should give thanks for all the countless blessings God freely gives to all of us. This is the whole point of today's epistle reading. It is a prayer to God in thanksgiving and praising the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul is thanking God for all the gifts he has been given. He's thanking God for all the gifts that the followers of Christ have been given. The greatest gift is that of the birth of Jesus Christ. Through his birth, life, death, and resurrection, all who are baptized and believe in Jesus are guaranteed adoption into his kingdom. We have been saved through Jesus Christ, and we are now holy and blameless. God does not see a speck of sin upon any of us, since we have been wrapped in the purity of Christ. Although we are still foolish in ourselves, Jesus is our wisdom before God. While we are sinners, he is our righteousness. While we are unclean, he is our purity. While we are weak, unarmed, and exposed to Satan, yet ours is that power which has been given him in heaven and on earth to crush Satan for us and shatter the gates of hell. While we still bear about us the body of death, he is yet our life. Paul concludes this prayer of thanks, saying, "In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the good news of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory. At baptism, we are sealed with him. We are made his own. We are sealed each time we eat Christ's body and blood at communion." Remember that woman who asked that question to Aunt Ruby? Well, she never got an answer to her question. She persisted saying, "But I mean, which one is adopted?" Aunt Ruby then gave the woman a direct answer. "I've forgotten." Like Aunt Ruby, God cherishes all of his children. He forgets who is Jew and who is Gentile. He forgets that we are adopted. He forgets what we have done wrong and only remembers what his Son, Jesus Christ, has done for all of us. Amen. Now let us make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen.